Book of Psalms, the 25th number of Psalms. It's a Psalm of David, y'all. It's a Psalm of David. Psalm 25. And it's on the screen, and I'm going to read it in two versions today. The first will be the King James Version. And when you get to Psalm 25, I want you to drop down to verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old." I mean, they've been good. "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the New Living Translation says it this way. "Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. For you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth." Oh, thank you, Lord God. Somebody ought to say amen right there.
My God.
"Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his command." Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And today, there's a word that says, seek truth and be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Seek truth and be blessed. Seek truth and be blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Truth is a challenging thing today. Truth is a challenging thing today, but it's nothing new. It has always been a challenging thing.
All right.
Truth means so many different things to so many people, and unfortunately, truth sometimes in the eye of the beholder, but that's not truth.
Amen.
That's what I want to hear. So then we're on the same page. Truth. Truth is an emeth. It's certainty, assured, it's right. Truth is the property as of a statement of being in accord with fact or reality, natural or spiritual. Truth is the body of real things, events, and facts. Some people call it actuality. This actually happened. This actually is what it is. Not what I perceive it to be, not what I guess it could be, not what I think it could be, not what a group gets together and says because it's what we want. It is actuality. Some similes: verity, factuality, trueness. So we talk about truth. We talk about truth. There is a whole lot of truths out there. But they're individual truths. They are not the truth.
Amen.
So today, we're going to seek truth and be blessed. Seek truth and be blessed. Seek truth and be blessed. And we're not going to get to all three of these points today. We're not going to get to all three of these points. We're going to start on point one. And when God says stop, we're going to stop. But today, as you look around you, how many of us are challenged to believe what we hear? All I need is an amen and we'll be done. It's all just an amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. This is not the Saturday Night Live skit where everybody says amen and I don't want to go there. We're going to witness to the truth. We are challenged today. We are challenged today. I don't know if you've decided to take the vaccine if offered or not, but there's a great debate. And one of the debates out there is that I don't want to take something that's going to alter my DNA. Well, the truth is the vaccine does not alter the DNA.
Amen.
So if you're thinking I won't take it because of it messes with my DNA, that is not the truth. I sat in on a presentation about the vaccine and with the pharmacist and all the information that's there and how they came up with it and what it does and how it's, and I'm hoping to get a copy of it so I can share it with each other. We can have a meeting to share. It does not affect the DNA at all. It has nothing to do. So don't let that stop you from taking the vaccine. If God says no, God says no. But let it be based on truth and not the untruth. Somebody says that, you know, we live in a society that truth is what the majority says.
Huh.
Well, I got to tell you, truth, they never been based on the majority.
Say on, preacher.
Truth is based on truth. And our truth is based on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So because of that, we can't think and operate like others operate.
Yeah.
We can't be drawn in and wrapped up and tied up and tangled up with all the things of the world that are not truth. I thank you for the testimonies. I thank you for the testimonies because there are some things when things happen in our lives, their testimonies today, but other testimonies that we've had that our mind starts to go to all kinds of things.
Amen. Amen.
Mm. And those things aren't necessarily truth.
Amen.
There are opportunities out there, but they ain't truth. So we got to stand on the truth.
Yes, God.
So today, yes. today, it is the psalmist here, the psalmist, right? The first point today is trust God for truth.
Yes.
Not your instincts, not the rumor mill, not the gossip line, not the daily blogs that people put out, because you don't know what's behind them. You got to trust God for the truth.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. Amen. So let's look at what David said. The first thing, and I didn't put it in here in our scripture, but just to get us up to verse 4, the first thing we find that David said here, David declared a truth. Verses 1 through 3, David said, to thee, O Lord, do mm-hmm. I lift my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in thee. David said, I don't care what nobody says. I'm lifting up my soul to you, God. I trust in thee. Then David had a personal reflection moment before we get. He says what? Lord, he said, Lord, let me not be ashamed. Ooh, David said, look, God, I'm coming to you. And I put my trust. But said, first of all, I don't want you to deal with the things. I said, but Lord, let me not be ashamed of you. Let me not be ashamed of what that I put my trust in you. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Say, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. He said, look, I'm not going to be ashamed. Lord, I trust in you. So he makes this request. He makes this request. And then David, as he makes this request, he begins to pray. And he begins to pray for truth.
Mm.
So first thing we see in Psalms 4 and 7, he says what? Show me thy ways, O Lord. He said, trust God for truth. He didn't say, I'm going to trust what my enemy says. I'm going to trust what my homeboy says. I'm going to trust those who think like me said. He said, God, I'm going to trust you. So because I trust you, I got to seek you. He said what? Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Don't show me what other kings have done. Don't show me what the prophets have done. Lord, show me your way.
Yes.
Yes.
See, David had this thing. David believed in prayer because David knew that prayer was what? How to communicate with God. David had been tried and true. David had been delivered more times than you could think of. David understood that when I pray, God will tell me what to do. And when he tells me to do, I'll be all right. Say that, Brother James. You said when you heard it, you didn't go tired. You didn't drop to your knees. You didn't get in your car. You dropped to your knees and said, thank you, Lord. I don't know what it is, but thank you, Lord. Why? Because I trust you. That's what you said, Sister Pam. Said, look, my God. All these things you put out to say, look, y'all pray. Daddy's missing. We don't know. But guess what? Look at what God does. But if I talk to my God, if I talk to the one who made me, if I talk to the one who saved me, if I talk to the one who over and over and over again has made a way, I know my I'll God. Get the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Uh-oh. Lead me in thy truth.
Yes.
Not in what we think it is. Not in what others say it is. Not in what we're arguing about back and forth. This is a message for all of us today. We ought not be arguing the word of God. Stand on the truth.
Yes.
Oh, I was blessed this morning with Sunday school lesson because here's what I'm saying. I say to people all the time, look, y'all, we over here arguing about the BLM people. And we're arguing about the Capitol rioters. Here's the truth. We need to tell them about Jesus. And if they do what Jesus said, then that stuff don't happen. Oh, somebody don't get me. I'm not worried about if you're pregnant. I'm not worried about if you get an abortion. I'm not worried about, well, if it's pro-choice. Hey, do you know Jesus? And if you know Jesus, Jesus will guide you through. Because see, they got all kind of excuses. Some are good excuses, some are bad excuses. You can't say to a lady, hey, I got two choices. One is abortion and one is suicide, and tell her not to have an abortion. Because then you tell her to have suicide. No, you didn't say, baby, look, you ain't in this by yourself. So guess what? I'm willing to walk with you. I'm willing to talk with you. I'm willing to spend 9, 10, 12, 20 years with you so that you can raise whatever the Lord wants. Let's seek after that. So instead of doing this, let's pray. You can't tell nobody, hey, I love you, but guess what? I ain't going to help take care of you. In Sunday school, there was a story that said, what? The lady said, look around in the community. The pastor, look in the community and see who God shows you. And they saw a woman who was pregnant walking by herself, and she was sad. The women of the church didn't go, baby, you know you shouldn't have did that. They went to her house, knocked on her door, and said, hey, we understand there's some things going on, and we saw your sadness the other day. We want to know, we're here to make you glad. We're here to say, we're going to be with you. We're going to walk with you. We're going to talk with you. We're going to pray with you. Oh, by the way, we got some clothes for you. We got some food for you, and if you want us to watch the baby, we're going to be right there.
Amen.
My God.
Y'all don't get it, y'all.
My God.
Y'all don't get it, y'all. But when we were in California and we didn't have nobody in California, the ladies of the church said, well, Sister Rogers, guess what? Don't you worry about a thing. Every single day they picked up the phone and they called. You need anything? You say, Davis, Davis got you. You need anything? White's got you. But every single day, and I'm not talking one day a week, I said every single day that she was pregnant, the women of the church called her.
My God.
You're not going to be calling. That's truth, y'all. That's trusting God. God makes a way even when you think y'all by yourself.
Yeah.
Should have loved to have been with her mama. Should have loved to have been with her sisters. I get that. And I couldn't do nothing about it because I was at work. But every single day, when I walked through that door, she'd say, Davis, Sister Davis called me today. Mother White called me today. They just checking in on me.
Yes.
That's what God, that's truth and love. God wants us to check in on one another. He says, oh, verse 6, I love this. He says, look, he said, verse 5, lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Is Jesus the God of your salvation?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I heard a couple yeses. I heard a couple
thank
of
you,
y'all muted. I know y'all muted. Somebody ought to be shouting to the rafters. Yeah. That's why we get a bad reputation. We can't be quiet. I'm not looking for, is there something on the inside of you that when you know that Jesus is yourself, if somebody asks you that question, say, yeah, he is mine. I ain't going to deny him. Ask the woman of the well. Ask the woman of Samaria. She left everything. Say, yeah, I got to tell you about this man.
Jesus.
Yes.
Then in verse 6, it says, remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy love and kindness. For they have been what? Ever of old. Thy tender mercies and thy love and kindness. Remember, God, he's confessing here, right? He's confessing, oh, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. I'm praying for support, Lord God. I'm making my confession here, Lord God. I'm praying that you would direct. Say, remember what? Your tender mercy. Asking God to remember his tenderness. Not asking God to remember the power and his might to destroy the enemy, but his tender mercies.
Amen.
The love, the care, that what he will provide for you, he is with you, he will lead you and guide you. Say, remember
thank
that.
You, Lord.
He said, then he gets bold because he's saying, because he knows, okay? And guess what? We all should take advantage of this. We all should understand this. We should embrace this. He said, remember not the sins of my youth.
Amen.
Nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember what thou mean for thy goodness sake. Say, Lord, don't remember when I was rebellious. Don't remember when I was hard-headed. Don't remember when I was stubborn. Don't remember when I was flat-out rebellious. Don't remember when I hated my brother and my sister. Don't remember how I used to talk. Did not you hear Deacon Solomon say that? Say, we're not going to remember all the pain, but we're going to talk about this. He said, remember your tender mercies, Lord God, for thy good, because this is not about what we do. It's about your mercies, Lord God. It's about your. I just wanted to shout with you. Deacon Solomon, I got
thank
one
you,
more. I just got to tell you, I got one more testimony. And he walked right into the word. So I say, thank you, Lord. Remember your tender mercy.
My God.
You can't make this stuff up, y'all. Y'all gonna believe you can't make this stuff up. And you got to tell people, we got something going on with Jesus, that Jesus just does stuff that we can't make it up. We can't orchestrate it. He tells us about ourselves. He tells us about his love. He tells us about the power. He tells us about the victory. You ought to come hear it. You ought to
thank
come be a part of it. You ought to walk away from that other stuff and get in here and know you some Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all know that's right. Y'all know that's right. I love
God
keeps doing it for us. And then if you go to 2 Corinthians 1:8-9, he says, look, for he said, Paul said, what? For we not, what, but brethren, we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out in measure above strength. Paul said, look, I know how David felt. I was under the gun. I was under attack. I was going through the ringer. Don't you know when your grandson gets shot or your daddy's lost, you're going through something. Don't you know when family is angry and upset and you can't get on? You're going through something. Don't you know when you feel it all alone by yourself, you're going through something. Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to think. He said, yeah, there was trouble which came to me in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength. It's so much that what we despair even of what Paul said. Look, I thought I was gonna die. Said, but that's okay. Said, but look, but we had the sins of death in ourselves, that we what should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Oh, Paul said, look. I can't trust in my knowledge. I can't trust in my enemy and my cohorts and the people behind me. I can't trust in my weapons. I can't trust in my background of being Roman. Said, well, I knew that I was under attack almost to death.
Yes.
Said, but what? Said, who delivered us? He's talking about Christ. Who delivered us from so great a death? And I'm delivering who what we trust, that he will what? Yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that the gifts bestowed upon us by the means of many people, thanks may be given by many. Oh, my man. Say, oh, y'all understand. Say, hey, I was in jail, y'all. I'm almost to death. And guess what? Y'all sent some money to take care of me. Paul said, I didn't have no vittles to eat, if I use that term, like the Beverly Hills. I didn't have no food, y'all. That's okay. Say, I didn't have no food, but guess what? Y'all made sure I had some food. But I wasn't trusting in myself. He said, God, the God that raised himself from the dead, the God that I'm talking about, he made sure the dead would be away.
Yes.
He made sure. Y'all have to keep flipping. Go to the fourth chapter, verses 7-10. And then look at what he says there. Paul had an uncanny way just to talk about Christ. He said, but what we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Uh-oh.
Yes.
He said, it's not about me. It's this treasure that's on the inside. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. He said, what? We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Oh, always bearing about in the body of this dying of the Lord Jesus, that this life also of Jesus might be what? Made manifest in our body. This life about Christ will come to be manifest, so they don't see me, they see Jesus. They don't see my struggles, they see his victory. They
yes,
don't see my
yes.
doubt, they see his power. They don't
they
see
don't
my weakness, you. They see his might. That's what he's talking about.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
So for we live what? So for which live what are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh, so that death worketh in us, but life in you. Oh my God. Somebody say, life worketh in me. Somebody.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Say, life worketh in me. Some of you ought to say life that to yourself. Me. Life worketh in me. Life worketh in me. Hallelujah. I trust God for the truth. The truth is, life worketh in me. Lord, show me your way. Teach me your path. Make sure, Lord, don't remember my sins of the past, but show me where I got to go forward.
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm running. I'm running for Jesus, but I'm not tired yet. I'm not tired yet. I'm not tired. I can't be tired. Why? Because this trust God for truth. So if I trust God, I believe God, I surrender to God, then God's going to show me the truth. And the truth will what? Ooh, somebody said, we're going to get there. The truth, we're going to get there. I'm going to jump in here. The truth, somebody said it. The truth will set us free. We on our way to there, right?
Yeah. Make me free. Amen.
Point two. Truth. Truth, this thing called truth, is not uncharted territory.
Thank you, Lord.
We act today like it's uncharted. We act today, we even confess today, you can't get the truth out of nobody. So we look at people, we listen to people as if what? There ain't no truth. Well, maybe the one you listening to is the wrong person. I'm not listening to what the announcers on MSNBC or ABC and that's what right. They say for me to be anchored here. I listen so I can have conversation to know where people are, but I listen to God for truth. And God said, so whenever I have to listen, y'all know what I believe. Y'all know what God has told me, and I tell you the same thing. You ask God yes or no, then do what he said. Yeah. And if you do that, then now you're walking in truth. Because you ain't got to worry about nobody pouring something into you that sounds good, that looks good, that resembles good. Well, just for thank you, Brother James. I'm just gonna say this again. The Bible is always telling us that in all things give thanks, no matter what it looks like. Had you thought about it, it didn't look good because somebody got shot. That ain't good. But you give thanks, man, because now God's going to show you the rest of the story. Hey, guess what? I was navigating on his behalf. The bullet missed this, that, and the other. It don't always work out that way.
Thank you, Lord.
For you, that's your testimony.
My God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what does it say? It's right here in the Word, y'all. Right here in the Word. First thing, truth is not uncharted territory. In verses 7, I read 7. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor the transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me, thy goodness sake, for thy goodness sake. David understood something. The old him was not totally surrendered to God. The old him did some things for God, because when he was yet a youth, guess what? He what? Slayed a bear and slayed a lion and slayed Goliath. But yet there were some things that he did that were not good. And all of us in our lives, there are some things that we do in our youthfulness, the way we used to think what? That we're not going to say, remember not the sins of my youth.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, y'all know we didn't obey our parents all the time.
Amen.
Y'all know we said some stuff and looked at some stuff and went some places. Y'all know we didn't clean up the table every time we got from the table. Oh, y'all, I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. Y'all know we used to sweep things under the bed like we had cleaned up the room and then we got a rug and all of a sudden we thought we had pulled one off. And my mother walked in. She said, what's that? Start patting on it. You didn't take that trash out. You shoved it under the rug. Well, get out of here, boy. Then I got grounded. Y'all don't understand. Y'all didn't do that stuff. That was just me over on 12398 Main. I just had a hard head, y'all. I learned the wrong way. I was just didn't want to do what she said I wanted to do. That was my usefulness, not yours. Then in verse, he said, good and upright is the Lord.
Amen.
So because God is who he is, and there is no error, no sin in God, he what? He will teach sinners in the way. We need to get that, y'all. He said he will teach sinners in the way. He's not going to stay away from them.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all doing that stuff. Ahead. You can't come up here with me. I can't spend no time with you. Well, if you don't spend no time with him, how they going to ever understand what truth is?
Stay on, preacher.
How they ever going to understand what right is? How they ever going to stand and hear a testimony that, guess what? Yes, there is a better way. Yes, guess what? Yeah. You can make it. You know, a drug addict, thank when he's on drugs, one of their biggest challenges is they don't ever think they'll get rid of this junk. I just got to have it. Until they talk to somebody who's been there, done that, and God has brought them through and say, hey, oh, by the way, when you're feeling it, give me a call. Matter of fact, I'm going to call you so that before you do, you might have somebody to talk to. Before you do, you might have somebody to work with you. Before you do, somebody say, wait a minute, man. Come on. We need to go get something else. We need to go over here. We need to do this. We need to do that. Before those decisions, instead, we just wait until they fall and they go, well, you know, I tried to tell you. No, it ain't about telling. It's about getting there. He asked God what? Thank you, Lord. Therefore, he will teach us. Said the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. Said, oh, when you humble yourself, he'll show you. When you surrender, he'll show you. He'll teach you. Not only will he teach you, he'll grab you by the hand. He'll grab you by the arm. He'll put his arm around you. He'll lay his head on his bosom and pat you on the back.
Thank like you,
me. Do a baby. I need a burp. And our burp is the truth. And that truth got to come out there. I'm not wicked. And I'm not lost. And I'm not unsaved. But thank you, Lord. You love me so much that you're willing to burp me, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. You love me so much. You're willing for that bad thing to come out. Thank you, Lord. You love me so much that you'll walk with me and talk with me. Thank you that you love me so much. Yeah. You even prayed for me, Lord, before you even got to this point. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his commandment and his testimony. Uh-oh. That's what? The mercy. In truth, right?
Thank you, Lord.
But to what? Those who do what? Keep his covenant and his testimony.
Right.
Those who honors the commitment that God made to them and will do their best to honor the covenant that God made to them, that make their covenant back to God. Uh-oh. Marriages today, they struggle because what? People don't keep the covenant. The covenant. People struggle in their relationship with Christ because what? We don't want to keep the covenant. Lord, I surrender. Lord, I'll follow. Lord, I'll study. Lord, I'll speak. Lord, I won't deny you. Lord, just use me in your service anyway. But then when God says, speak up and stand up, we want, oh, that ain't for me. I don't know. Instead of just being obedient. But he said, David said, that's okay, because I already covered that. Lord, forget not my transgressions from my youth.
My God,
so God does
my
a God. Perfect cycle. So if you pray in this prayer, you understand it. But then somebody to understand. John tells us about this truth. John, if you go to John 8, 31 and 32, John's going to tell us something about this truth. In 31 and 32, those are the verses, but we need to read before that, and you can do that when you get home. It said, many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man have done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers what to take him. Then Jesus said to them, yet a little while I am with you, then I go unto him that sent me. You shall seek me, and you shall not find me. And where I am, there ye cannot come. I'm going all the way down, y'all. I'm going all the way down for a little while. Said, because he's going to tell some people some things. But he had to understand, he had to tell them some things. They were trying to trick Jesus. They were murmuring about Jesus. So read this whole 8th chapter. I read the 7th chapter. My bad. I'm sorry. No wonder it wasn't making sense to me. That's the human side of
me. Verse 31.
I was reading the wrong thing. Hey, I'm just acknowledging the truth. I'm like, that don't sound like what it's supposed to sound like. But it sounds like this. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believeth on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Spirit said, I was reading the wrong thing because that's not what I was supposed to be hearing. But the truth will set you free. Free from your fear. Free from your bondage. Free from your anxiety. Free from the lies. Free from the struggle. You don't have to panic. What? The truth is, hey, if I praise him and I'm thankful, guess what? God will make everything all right. Yes. Not after the fact, before the fact.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's power, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Somebody said, there used to be a song that said, what? Yes. Praise him in advance.
Yes.
Y'all know we're praising him in advance for the delivery of what he's bringing us to. We're praising him in advance for the victory that we have. We're praising him for the growth. We're praising him for those who will be saved. We're praising him for the blessings
that
come. We're praising him that most of all, he's coming back to get us. And when he comes back to get us, I'll see Jesus for myself.
All right. Yes, Lord.
We're gonna stop right here after we go to 2 Corinthians 12 in the 9th verse. Look at what he says here. He says, look. And he said unto me, Paul understood this thing. David understood this thing. said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, let me just change this a little bit. Say, when he said his grace is sufficient, that's truth, y'all. That Paul said, my grace is sufficient. That's what he said. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul said the truth. I ain't nobody. Paul said, no matter what I do, no matter what I pray, God's grace is sufficient. For when I am weak, then God is strong. And that's the truth, y'all. You can't do it by yourself. No, somebody. This is not uncharted territory. Others have walked here. They've talked here. They've lived here. They've been here. And guess what? They survived. I don't. Somebody said, y'all been talking about daddies. And somebody said in his prayer, said what? She prayed earlier. Minister Lisa prayed, said what? I'm doing okay. I'm still in the land of the living. Let me tell you how that truth. My grandmother used to say that. She said that every day and all day. And then there came a point my daddy started day saying it. And then all of a sudden there would be days I would see them both and they would answer together. I'm doing okay. I'm still in the land of the living. Can I tell y'all the truth? He's still in the land of the living.
Yes, okay.
Somebody said, well, how did that mean? My wife is wearing a t-shirt that he had, that he wore on Destiny, because he loved Destiny, so he wore one in Detroit, even when he wasn't. Why? Because he said, y'all are doing the right thing. Go do what you're supposed to do, and I'm going to pray for y'all right here. So that could be, he's still living. The memory, the legacy, the things that he taught, they still live. Why? Because they were based on truth, the truth of Christ. Yeah. Christ still lived. So when we have memories of people who have gone on before us, guess what? They still live. They're not dead. They're waiting to meet us in heaven when Jesus comes back.
Yes.
It's not uncharted territory. The territory is known. We just don't want to walk in it. I'd rather do my thing. Well, you know, I listened to someone the other day and they said, well, you know, since I've been in office, there's the qualifier. I did it before, but I ain't did it since this point. I mean, you just said, you just shut up. Stop saying it. Don't mean you didn't believe it. Know how it is. We used to hang out. Okay, I got smarter. I don't hang out at the bars no more. But I down them like a fish at home. I ain't had a change. I just don't go to be seen. Whatever it is. Oh, I really love the Lord. Okay, I'm going to reverse this thing. Catch me on a Sunday morning in worship service. And listen to me shout to the heavens and praise my God. But then see me on Tuesday or Thursday or Friday when God said, go speak, and I turn the other way. Say, no, baby. Say, well, the truth is not uncharted. The truth is, if you love me from the depth of your hearts, there's some things you got to do that's part of the covenant. I'm not saying there won't be some times that we turn the other way, but the thing that's on the inside of us, this spirit of the living God that's on the inside, this Holy Spirit that inhabits our body that we surround. That's on the inside. Then we say, like David said, Father God, just Father God, show me your way.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not uncharted, y'all. It's perfectly charted. God said, I made a way just for you. I want you to. And then we get to point three next week. I got to go because we got communion. But next week, you said, I'm going to tell you the rest of the truth. You can't do it. You can't do it. But Jesus can. So if you can't do it, that's okay. But Jesus can. And when we hear next week that Jesus can do it, you're going to make the connection. Jesus is on the inside of me. So I can do all things to all things. Yes, I can forgive. Yes, yes. Thank I can you, not judge.
Hallelujah.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to you, Master. Glory to you, Master. Mm-hmm. Our Father God, we say thank you. We'll finish on next week, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
We say thank you, Lord God. We'll seek the truth. And as we seek the truth, Lord, we know that we are blessed. That's because of you, Lord God, because you are the truth, Lord God. You are the truth, and because you are the truth, all power and all knowledge and all our praises lift up to you. And then, Father God, you shower down your blessings upon us. You shower down, Father God, that we'll be victorious. You shower down, Father God,
how
we will make a difference. You shower down on us, Father God, how we will bless somebody else. You shower down on us, Father God, that we know that no weapon formed you. You shower down, Lord God, that our bodies would be healed. You shower down that our minds would be restored. You shower down the words that we've never studied or know where they come from, but you speak. You shower down, Lord God, that you are Alpha and the Omega, the beginning. And you shower down, Lord, that the promise that you're coming to get us will be fulfilled. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait.